Donna is a public health program manager at the Mid-America Regional Council located in Kansas City, Missouri. She manages the activities related to the Community Transformation Grant that was received by Jackson County, Missouri. Through this grant, she works with three health departments that serve the citizens of Jackson County and their many partners. Ms. Martin has a master's in public health administration and a master's in planning. She is also a certified planner. Donna will be presenting on building a healthier Jackson County cross-sector collaboration to increase healthful food availability at work sites. Donna.
All right. Well, thank you for the opportunity to share at least a portion of our CTG work with you today. As you probably gathered, CTG covers a lot of topics, so this is just a little sliver of what we've been doing. So, again, I have no personal disclosures. And also, one of my colleagues, who I actually am sort of presenting on behalf, a colleague from the Independence Health Department in Jackson County, really wanted me to be technologically savvy and put my phone number up here so that, especially since we're at the end of the conference, and you know, if you're on your way home this afternoon or tomorrow and something comes up and you need to shoot me a text, feel free to do that. Also, we are as well partly supported by the CTG funds from the CDC, and appreciate that funding. Okay, and today I'm going to be talking about different strategies to kind of approach a particular issue, a particular health issue, from a kind of a multi-department collaboration point of view, and how important it is to sometimes get out of our box and work with our partners, whether they be within a governmental structure or actually even further out into the community, how important that is. So we'll be talking about sort of different strategies to do that. Also talking about different tools that we've been developing to evaluate whether we're making a difference with some of the things we're trying to do. And also, I'm hoping you'll see that over the course of this project, how we've sort of pulled more and more partners into our work for healthy vending. So how did this all start, this vending project start? Well, it actually started before we even knew we were involved with CTG. In 2011, the City of Independence Health Department began conducting a community health assessment. And through that assessment, they did a survey of their citizens and found out about a lot of different issues that were going on in Independence. Independence is one of the oldest communities in Jackson County, the home of Truman and many other very important leaders. And one prominent issue that came out of the study was obesity, which is no surprise. So the survey identified that nearly 36% of the respondents were obese, with a BMI of greater than 30, and another 35% were overweight. So that's definitely a cause for concern. So at that point, the health department really started sitting down and considering, okay, so what can we do to start addressing this issue, as well as the other issues that came up with their community health assessment? And they really wanted to create a comprehensive approach. So they came up with the idea of building a healthier Independence. But just having the idea wasn't going to do it. I mean, obviously they needed funding and partners and a number of things to kind of kick off the building a healthier Independence. Well, luckily, they had some resources, because earlier in that year they had received a SIM grant, a Social Innovation for Missouri grant. In March, they had received this. And so right away, they thought, okay, we can start using pulling on those resources to start making a difference. And they worked with their Parks and Recreation Department, and using those funds, they collaborated with that department to make some changes in their wellness center. And those funds went toward buying some new cardio equipment for the wellness center and kind of making some really needed refurbishments and making the center more accessible to a much greater range of their citizens. So they started approaching the whole idea of obesity, the whole issue of obesity, through physical activity and really trying to get at it that way. Okay, so then the cardio machines were installed, and they were really happy and excited about that. Immediately, though, they recognized that there was going to need to be another strategy that they were going to need to address. And it kind of hit them in the face immediately when they went to try to test out these cardio machines, and this is why. So you see the beautiful cardio machines installed in the wellness center. And then to the right, you see what those cardio machines were facing. So the people were having a great workout, you know, getting all sweaty and their heart rate up and getting some really great exercise. But the entire time, they're looking at Coke and Cheetos and Snickers. And, you know, so obviously to the health department and the Parks and Recreation Department, there was a pretty mixed message that was going to the citizens that they were trying to encourage to be healthier and to do something about their obesity rates. So the second real challenge became healthy vending. Well, with the SIM dollars, they really felt like, you know, they were only going to be able to make a significant difference at the wellness center itself, which seemed to be a pretty small area of impact. But later in the fall, or later in 2011, when we received the news in Jackson County as a whole that we were going to be part of the community transformation grant effort, Independence really and the whole county really felt like this opportunity was going to be widened considerably. So with the Community Transformation Grant, they really saw an opportunity to make changes in their whole government vending approach. So at that point, they started getting more partners involved. And they were particularly doing the healthy vending work with, under the Community Transformation Grant strategic direction, the Healthy Eating and Active Living that allows us to do this. So in the winter of 2011, the health department, the Parks and Rec department, and the finance department all gathered together and really decided to make a concerted effort to look at this issue. First of all, they wanted to develop some criteria for healthy vending. And if you've walked down this path yourself, you know that this is not a cut and dry kind of activity. So they looked at a variety of different criteria that other metropolitan areas and other discipline-oriented organizations have created and kind of picked the ones that seem to make the most sense for Independence. They also set out a schedule to, once the criteria was developed, to have a discussion with their vendor to see if the vendor would be willing to change the items that they were offering in the vending machines at the time. And then they wanted to put it in writing to make it part of the contract and not just sort of a verbal deal. So the health department set out to research the criteria, like I said, and came up with the following criteria. All the city beverage machines must offer at least 50% that are caffeine-free and then no sugar added products, such as water, diet soda, natural fruit juices, and low-fat milk or non-fat milk. And then for snacks, the criteria was that 85% of the snacks must be no more than 250 calories per serving. They can't have a total fat exceeding 35% of the calories. The sugar cannot exceed 35% of the weight, and the sodium cannot exceed 350 milligrams, which, by the way, we have since revised. We actually have moved that lower to 270 milligrams. So using the guidelines, staff actually assessed all 36 vending machines that are in the governmental buildings that are part of the City of Independence. And during their assessment, they of course noted the calories, fat, and sugar and sodium levels for each item in the vending machines. So no surprise here, before the contract was changed, only about 25%, about a quarter of the items in each of the machines were considered healthy. Not surprising. So with this assessment in hand, they did have a conversation along with their finance department with the vending company, and basically said, you know, here's what we found, and here are the criteria that we would like to move toward, that we would like you to be able to meet with the items that you're supplying in your vending machines. And unfortunately, the vendor was not willing at that point to make that change. Fortunately for the City of Independence, they were coming up to an opportunity where they were going to be able to change contractors. They were going to go out and rebid for their contract, which was wonderful for them, because we have some other companies that we're working with in the Kansas City area who have extended contracts, so it makes it more difficult when it's a 2 to 5 year contract, and it makes it much more difficult. So they did rebid, and they have actually found a company that is willing to meet their criteria. And since then, this summer, they reassessed the 36 vending machines, and so far, so good. they've made a significant movement to, and actually all 36 machines were meeting their criteria, so they've made a significant improvement in their vending criteria. Now, they are going to keep reassessing to make sure that stays at that criteria, but I think they're going in the right direction. Of course, we all know that the vending suppliers are not the only piece to this puzzle. We also need to know demand, and you know, part of the concerns of vending suppliers is that, well, nobody's going to buy the goods, you know, this healthy stuff that you want us to keep in these machines. So the health department has made an attempt to try to get at that issue. So they wanted to see from their employees what they were thinking. So they sent out a survey, and there was a lot of it was not a very well supported survey from their management. Unfortunately, the management didn't think that the health department should really be in on trying to control healthy food in these vending machines. So it wasn't very well. They could send it out, but that was it. They weren't going to get a whole lot of support from the management. So they had a little bit of a low return rate, but they did send it out. They had about, the first survey that they did, they had about 32 out of 1,000 employees that responded. But those that did respond, more than 50% said that they would actually use a vending machine more if it offered healthier food. So that was at least a piece that they could go to their vending the vending company and say, you know, our employees really are, at least a small group of them are indicating that they really do want to see healthier food. So at least give a little bit reassurance. And then they did a follow-up. Oh, and by the way, there was a lot of angst. So it was very clear when they did change the vending policy and they went to the employees with the new vending policy that there were many people that were very supportive, but there were many people who said, you know, what are you doing? You're trying to, you know, control what we eat and all that. And many of them said, hey, I'm going to bring my pop and my candy bars, and the fire department said, well, we're just going to have our own little vending source in the back room. But I think over time, when they saw that it was okay, once the change happened and you know, they saw the items that were being available in the vending machines, by the time they did the second assessment, people had really adjusted a little bit and were much happier. So in July of this year, they sent out another survey, had a little bit better result, about twice as many, 72 responded. And in that survey, they found that a little bit more than almost 70% said that they do actually purchase healthy items at least sometimes from the vending machines, which was a pleasant thing to actually see, that people were actually buying some of these healthy net items. It was important to see that. And then the same question, I would purchase healthy options in the vending machines if they were available, and almost 50% again said that they agree with that. So where has it gone since independence? So independence is kind of keeping it going. They have their change in their vending contract, and it was supported from all the different departments at the city level. Since then, we're now expanding that throughout the county in Jackson County. All three health departments that serve the county are now working toward making changes within their own organization. And again, it's like for the city of Kansas City, they're one of those organizations that have like a two-year contract. I think their contract is coming up in 2014, but they're definitely on board to move in that same direction. And we're also working with an organization called Mid-America Coalition on Healthcare that really works very closely with some of the larger organizations in Kansas City on health care and health-oriented issues. And they've actually worked in coordination with our CTG group. And we've created this vending toolkit, which is actually on the back table. And it kind of gives employers ideas on how to start, what things to look for, what guidelines to consider. And there is an assessment in the back that I have to kind of give you an asterisk. We have completely redone the assessment. So if you are interested in getting our revised, we're actually going to be revising this document and putting it on the web. But if you're interested in getting the revised assessment, please make sure I have your card or at least your email in, and I will make sure you get that information. So we are expanding our efforts, and we're trying to bring more partners involved. We're also considering there's some exciting things going on in Kansas City in terms of vending. There's new companies that are coming into town that are offering new and I think very exciting approaches to vending. So it is kind of catching on. So. All right, and that's my information, and then the two below me are the people contacts at the City of Independence. Any questions? Oh, I guess we'll take questions at the end. And feel free to text me later if you have any questions between now and when you get home.